Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we heard some beautiful words of poetry, ash'ar from the heart of Arif Billah Zaman Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Masha'Allah, Muhammad encapsulated everything about the Sawuf, keeping company of the pious. And as we mentioned before also, is that just one person? Each person comes with his qurban, his sacrifice. He comes with his own voltage, own wattage, some 10, some 20, some 50. Some got, mashallah, 100 watts of light, all come together, put the hearts together, it becomes a beam. Becomes a beam and it shines to the inhabitants of the skies. That draws the rahmat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. One drop of the rahmat of Allah, kaam ban gaya. Work is done. We have to believe it also. This ayat also you were discussing, Hazrat was saying, Ya ayyuhal nas, antum al-fuqara ilallah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. Who is saying this? The one that possesses everything. Is that just a claim? Allah is saying, you are in need of me. Look at your begging bowl also, the amount of lines you have in there. You got an old bowl. And as you put it together, Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say that the beggar comes and he has a hole in his bowl at the bottom. And if you're a generous person, then you put one, two coins, it'll fall through. They put a note in there at least. Because you've got a hole in the bowl. So the sunnah, when you make dua, we have to learn to make dua. We learn from our mashayikh, ta'aleem, islah, how to make dua correctly to draw from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The sunnah the way, according to what we learn from our honorable shaykh also, we raise our hands, and the qibla of the palms is the skies, not the face. But there's many a person, you find him making dua, rubbing his hands together, sometimes he's blowing in it, sometimes he's covering his face, or sometimes the way he's rubbing his hands together, he's going to smoke something now. Different realm is gone through. So dua is not made like that. The best dua is sunnah tariqah. That is beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the palms are facing the skies. It is the qibla of dua. And then a person keeps his fingers naturally apart. Doesn't close it, doesn't open it also. And how much space to leave, that is sunnah also. Many a person we find raises his hand, doesn't raise his hands also, just leave it on his lap. This is the sunnah to be making dua. You raise the hands in line, Hazrat will say now in line with your chest, or your number two button. You've got a zip, it's different now. So in line with your chest. Not so high also, in line with your face, so not very low, in line with your belly or your tummy. But in line with the chest, you raise your hands. Facing towards the sky, and a little gap left in between. Just a little small gap. Like how the bigger comes now with a broken bowl, is just holding it together. So you put enough in there, so it doesn't fall through, Ya Allah. Look at my bowl, how it is full of scratches and lines on it. It's so old, 10 years old, 20 years old, 40, 50 years old bowl I got, Ya Allah. And now it's raised towards the sky. The guy is mentioned also. Just slipped my mind at the moment. When there was drought in Madinatul Munawwara and there was no rain. So, if I'm not mistaken, they went to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now what do we do? Before we had Nabi Ali salatu salam, he would make dua. Or we would use the wasila and the intermediary of one of the Ahlul Bayt. We would take him out and he would make dua with the barakat of bring from Ahlul Bayt, from the household of Nabi Ali salatu salam. Rain would come. So it was inspired, whether it was her time or thereafter. So in the dome that was initially put upon the Rosa Mubarak, so there was always a window in the dome, even now also. So the mashwara was given, they just opened the window. Just opened the window to the qabr of the... Let the qabr of Nabi become exposed to the skies, and Allah's rahmat will fall down. They just opened the window and the rain began. Because the qabr Mubarak became exposed to the skies, that even the skies began to cry. So therefore, the qibla of the dua is the skies. A person leaves a little gap in between. That, Ya Allah, fill it up so much that nothing falls through. And then the sunnah is when you start making dua, then we don't rub the face then. We wipe the hands over the face after we finish dua. So we raise the hands. And first we praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whichever words we can. With the third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. First we praise Allah. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam. whatever words we know, whether Surah Al-Ikhlas also, whether we read our Kalima also, right? So whatever ayats we know, whatever du'as we know, in praise of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But in English also, how we go in Jamaat, we learn, Ya Allah, you're the controller, sustainer, nourisher, creator. Everything belongs to you, the skies, the earth, you praise Allah. Allah loves to be praised. That is why in every rakat of salah, we have to recite Surah Fatiha. And how Surah Fatiha starts? Praise of Allah. All praise is due to Allah, was Rabbul Alameen. Allah loves to be praised. So in dua we praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. After we praise Allah, then durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then a person makes dua for himself, for family, for the ummah. It should be for the ummah also. Not only dua for dunya, but dua for akhirat also. Dua for qabr also. And then ending dua also is same tartib, that now you will durood sharif, then praise of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Ameen, and then you wipe your hands over your face. So we start with praise of Allah, Durood Sharif. Ending with Durood Sharif and praise of Allah. If we use the Quranic ayat, the whole tartib and sequence is there. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Salam. Salat and salam. So salam upon all the mursaleen, all the messengers. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And praise to Allah. That ayat is the correct ayat to end the dua with also. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, why we rub our hands over our face after we make dua? You will find that our local people, when you really give him a lot, what they do? Ah. They cover their faces. They can't believe so much you gave. So what we do when we finish with dua, Ya Allah already done, you already gave it to me. Ya Allah, you already gave it to me. So just that expression to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, my banda has so much yaqeen that I already gave it, I will give it to him. It's already done. Whether he'll get it cash, credit, akhirat, sooner or later, dua is already accepted. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding how to make dua in the correct manner, inshallah. So when it comes to the beautiful poem that Mawlana had rendered, the Subh-e Madina and Sham-e Madina, how appropriate. How appropriate right now, the whole evil part of dunya is waiting for the morning of the new year. And here we are living in the mornings of Madina Munawwara. The Subh-e Madina. The mornings of Madina Munawwara and the evenings of Madina Munawwara, these are real mornings and real evenings. And Hazrat would say also that the quality of Iman, that the heart goes to Madina Munawwara every day. Let the camera of the heart go to Haramain every day and just stop it there for a moment. Just stop it there and enjoy it. It won't have to take out the camera, your phone camera. The heart has the camera already. So let the heart travel with the Haramain Sharifain, the Rawda Mubarak. And how beautiful Hazrat would say, when you're reading your Durood Sharif, then just picture yourself standing in front of the Rawda Mubarak. And I'm making salam to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say that a person should picture in his mind that when he's making salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu salam, that Nabi alayhi salatu salam is sitting cross-legged or joom-joom, can he's moving. Oh, oh, you came. And now you're greeting me, wah wah, finally you came, finally you came, finally you came. He's waiting to make mulaqat. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam mentioned to Sahaba Ikram, how I wish to see my brothers. How I wish to see my brothers. Sahaba Ikram said, Nabi, Allah, aren't we your brothers? No, you my Sahaba, you my companions. Who are your brothers? Those that will come after me, haven't seen me and believe in me. Those are my brothers. That they didn't see me, but they still believe in me. And Nabi Ali said, dua for us. We didn't see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we still believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the mornings of Madina Munawwara and the evenings of Madina Munawwara, and if you go back in time, the mornings of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, bil ashari, whom yastaghfirun. When he came to the mornings of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Madina Munawwara was Quran tilawah, was istighfar, was crying, was toba, long, long rakats. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, Abu Shah Abdul Ghani Puri rahmatullah alayhi. So you will say, 16 saal, when I guzra, apne sheikh ke paas ke saath. 17 years I spent with my sheikh. 10 years in Phulpur, there in the jungle, at the banks of the river. For 10 years mustaqil I stayed with my sheikh. But when I came also, I was dressed all smart. When I saw there wasn't appropriate dressing, I went to the marketplace, changed my shoes, bought the sandals, changed my kurta, everything, and I came and sat by my sheikh. Because I knew this was the adab, that he must catch the eye. He must catch the eye, so I said, better just like him to catch his eye also. And I came, and then I told him, Hazrat, naam hai Hakim Muhammad Akhtar, ijazat hai rehne ka. They said, I learned also from the kitab of the Thani Rahmatul Ali, when you go, you say clearly and properly your name. I came to stay for how long, so long, and my food already taken care of. Give me permission to stay or no permission. So I presented myself. Hazrat was very impressed the way I came. And he was a young man in his youth only. This in his youth, but he learned the adab of the Ahlullah. The ethics of being in the company of the pious. He said, I came and I spent 10 years over there. Shah Abdul Ghani Pupuri, the best 10 years. And 4 years in the Darul Uloom and 3 years in Karachi. So 17 years altogether. But you see, Hazrat would wake up in the morning. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's habit also was, Tahajjud Salah, the first two rakahs were very short. They slowly would increase the Quran Tilawat. So Hazrat would read two rakahs here, two rakahs there, two rakahs there, jaga par. Two rakahs. Hazrat, you, he says, so all these pieces of land and earth will give testimony for me on the day of Qiyamah. Aras Salah here, Aras Salah there. That's why those brothers that go in Jamaat, mashallah, how many masjids they've been to? How many musallas, how many places they made gush? Allah give us to except us also. And all these investments they have in all these countries now. They made dua there, gush there, tahajjud there. And then he will say, then he will read his tahajjud. And his Quran tilawat was powerful, beautiful Quran tilawat. His tajweed and his tone, his rhythm. The Hakim Sahib say he will capture any person's. And he really would love, full of love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the kitab of hidayat and love. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say that especially in the month of Ramadan, he said, who will write a 30 chapter love letter to his beloved? Allah revealed a 30 chapter love letter to insan, oh my banda, I love you so much. I'm showing you with detail the road to my pleasure and my jannat. And I'm showing you detail also how to save yourself from jahannam. Not now you put shortest route. Put short to the fastest, they'll take you to the bush also. They say, now how that happened? Because you put the route like that. You wanted the shortest or the fastest route, so GPS will take you. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will show you the shortest, fastest, and sweetest route. Usme maza hi maza hai. There's only enjoyment. There's no enjoyment going out, and sitting, cracking eggs and flour, and the rest of it. I say, this is fun. Do you know what is fun? One is sitting in the company of the pious. Imam Shafi Rahimullah would say that the real enjoyment I used to feel when I find somebody that has things in common with me. And then we start talking. Like person loves to talk about the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah. And you can talk the whole night. Person is the king of karguzaris. This tashkila, that tashkila. That will continue for hours also. Imam Shafi Rahimullah was a muhaddis, faqih, great alim. Find somebody that knows about Muslim, Asai, the whole night can come out. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali, Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah. Imam Abu Hanifa came to Medina Munawwara after Hajj. And he met Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali. And they met and they began to talk. And the only time they stopped after Isha, they began to speak. And the only time they stopped when the Fajr Azan started. They didn't realize the whole night came out. Because birds of a feather flocked together. What enjoyment it was. How they would enjoy themselves. So Hazrat Kim Sahib Rahimullah will say, Shahab Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah will start from tahajjud time already. And Quran Tilawat, and then his dua, then istighfar, then fajr namaz. After fajr, then he will start the dhikr. He will start dhikr and he will continue. Dhikr was so melodious, so beautiful, so sweet. And then after the dhikr, then he will read the entire munajat and maqbool every day. Not only Monday, Tuesday. But the whole, I said, almost by heart he used to read it also. So much love for Allah, just to ask Allah, to only asking Allah. He said, I calculated the time he would spend from tahajjud till almost zawal time, 8 hours every morning. 8 hours every morning, and that wasn't enough. And then teaching Bukhari Sharif, and all the other activities. Teach Bukhari Sharif, Mathnavi Sharif, and other kitabs. But this is the morning of the pious ones, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum. Their mornings also was tahajjud, was crying to Allah, making dua to Allah. Make the daru girgirana and the humility before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hakim Sahib Rahimah speaks about Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shyami Madina. These are the mornings of Madina Munawwara and these are the evenings of Madinatul Munawwara. Mubarak to Jay Qiyam Madina. The person staying in Madina Munawwara, Hakim Sahib Rahimullah said, Mubarak to you. Mubarak to you, how blessed that you are fortunate to be in the city of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To be in his company. Like how the taxi driver, somebody asked him that, how was the sales today? So it wasn't very busy. She just gave one reply. Say, kafa bina sharafan. Kafa bina sharafan bijiwari al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is enough honor for us to be in the vicinity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enough for us. Whether we make or we don't make, we already made it. We are here right now in Madinatul Munawwara. One time we experienced one accident took place outside the haram. So one person locked into somebody else and they came out and they were very upset and voices were raised, etc. People came around them. This is near the haram at that time. One person just came and he shouted, Sallu ala Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole crowd dispersed. From a hue and a cry was complete silence that we forgot who's sleeping here. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, la tajharu lahu bil qawl. Don't raise your voice. La tarfa'u aswatakum. Don't raise your voices upon the voice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Immediately, there was cool and calm. Cool and calm prevailed automatically. Just upon one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the streets of Madinah Munawwara. Mubarak tuje. May you be blessed. You stay in Madinah Munawwara. Then Hazrat to say, in a different, we can't go to the entire poem, that in Madinah Munawwara, what enjoyment is there. Those that go now also, those who were there before also, what enjoyment in Madinah Munawwara, just to be in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Here when we ask Hadi Naquda Sabasa Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, when you go to Madinah Haram, there should we look for some pious person in the Haram? Look for some Buzruk, some Alim. See, the biggest Buzruk is there in Roza Mubarak. Where are you walking around the Haram? Go and sit over there. Allah this time for you to sit next to somebody, Alhamdulillah. Different thing now you with your Sheikh or your Ustaz. But now to leave the Roza Mubarak and to look around, unless now there's a program. Halqa of Ta'alim is the sunnah of the masjid. So the Halqa of Ta'alim is a program taking place. Otherwise you go sit there with a niyat of suhbat. I'm sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, Madinah ke galiyo mein har ek qadam par, that every step in the galis of Madinatul Munawwara, these are the galis Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked through. As it says, that wherever you look in those galis, there's only ihtiram, there's only honor, there's only sukoon, there's only pleasure in those galis of Madinatul Munawwara. A person walking there can feel the coolness too. The cool wind of Madinah, the cool breeze of Madinah Munawwara, facing the Qibla, behind you is Uhud also. Everybody is muhabbat there. Whoever came to Madinah Munawwara was never rejected. Say, city of welcome, city of reward, city of in'amat, of gifts, of generosity. Whoever came to Madinah Munawwara got something. No one left empty-hearted or empty-handed. Whether Thumama bin Uthal came, he was the chief of Banu Hanif tribe. He was captured, he was tied to the pillar of the Haram. And every day Nabi Ali Sallallahu would give him da'wat. And he would say to Nabi Ali Sallallahu Salam, Ya Rasulullah, what do you want? Position? You want woman? You want wealth? I'll give you. We'll give it to you. We'll make you. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Salam would be silent. He wouldn't tell him anything. By the third day, he released him. Pakka kafir. Came to Madinah to Munawwara with hatred. But just stayed 3 days in the Haram. 3 days in the Haram, saw the amal of the masjid, saw Sahaba Ikram, saw their love, and saw that group of Ashiqeen sitting around Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They say like moths around that beam. And how that moth enjoys the light. Doesn't leave it. Doesn't want to leave that light. Sahaba Ikram were the same. They don't want to leave the majlis. We just want to sit here. We don't want to go away. So he says that after 3 days he was released. He left the masjid, took a ghusl and re-entered. And put his hand in the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Muhammad, before today, the most despised face was your face, today the most beloved. The most despicable place in my eyes, Madinah Munawwara, now the most beloved. Allah Ta'ala turned the heart around. Just 3 days. 3 days with the heart of kufr, Allah Ta'ala changed it in ishq and love. So, just to go there and sit with the intention of sohbat, Allah Ta'ala will change the heart. So, every gali of Madinah al-Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala has kept that barakat in there. Nigaahu mein sultaniyat hai chugi. Hazrat says that when those that are in Madinah al-Munawwara, that even power, authority, kingship, kingdom is also zero. It's like nothing. Sitting in the company of Nabi alayhi salam, there's nothing. We don't want power, we don't want authority. We just want to be slaves. Just sit here. By Nabi alayhi salam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they gave up everything. Sahib Rumi radiallahu anhu, multi-millionaire. He was a Makki originally, they moved to Rome. That time, Rome extended right till Sham. The Romans were controlling that time. So he moved there, came back, a lot of money, opened businesses, it was booming, made a lot of money, they finally decided to make hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. So when he prepared to leave, and as he departed, then the mushrikeen came and intercepted him. Said, you can't leave, you came, you made money, and now you know, take everything and go. So he cautioned them, that you know what a marksman I am. I can take all of you on one by one. But let's strike a deal. Whatever I'm leaving behind, all my investments, money I left here, money I left there, properties, house, whatever it is, all for you. We can take everything, let me go to Medina Sharif. That was enjoyment. They found enjoyment in leaving and sitting in the company of Nabi Ali Salatu, moving in the path of Allah. That was enjoyment. That were real lives. The taste buds were correct. It wasn't spoiled. The taste buds, the taste of deen, the enjoyment of deen was all intact. So they stuck the deal. And he showed them, this way I left the cash, the investments, properties, whatever. He said, you can have it. And he comes to Madinatul Munawwara. And as he's coming to Madinatul Munawwara, he stuck a deal in Makkah Mukarramah. And what a deal he struck, that wahi is coming down in Madina Munawwara. The Suhaib is coming. Ya Rasulullah, Suhaib is coming. What a deal he made. And as he meets Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Nabi alayhi salatu salam says, Rabiha al-bi'u ya Aba Yahya. Rabiha al-bi'u ya Aba Yahya. Oh, Abu Yahya was his title. Abu Yahya, what a profitable transaction. What a profitable transaction you made. Wahi has come down. Wa minan nasi. May yashi nafsahu ibtigha'a mardatillah. Second para. And, O Nabi, amongst your people, there are those that have sold themselves seeking the pleasure of Allah. He sold everything for Allah's pleasure. Allah said it. Then, the deal is done in the skies. He signed it. Till Qiyamah, if you read the ayat. This was enjoyment. Not like going out at night, don't know which gully, how dark the gullies are, way, what's going to happen, the sin, the vice, the sharab, the khamar, the alcohol, the humanizing. And the gullies of Madina Munawwara, ihtiram, full of respect, honor, purity, cleanliness. That's a true life. That's a real life. Ashaba radiallahu anhu, for us to understand, they came from the dark gullies. Where they had come from the dark gullies. And now when they saw the light in the noor, then they knew, Ya Allah, what was that? We thought that was life. We thought that was life. And sometimes, when you speak to the youngsters, they say, get alive, you're sitting in the masjid, knocking your head around, making zikr. What are you doing out there? There's no enjoyment. There's only depression. There's more depression and there's more sadness. Because in the love of Allah, a person is crying but is enjoying himself. Example always, Zakim Sahib would give, a person buys a chevra or he buys that pineapple and masala on it, and you see him eating the pineapple, you say, Bicharu, look at him. How is he crying, torturing himself? Now he spent the money, he has to finish it now. He said, bhai, how are you suffering? He can't even talk also. Give me a tissue, please. Give him a tissue. He's sniffing away, rubbing his nose, and his eyes is tearing. Finish the pineapple. Then he asks you, can I get you one also? I'm going to get, buy another one. He said, bhai, you just tortured yourself now. He said, no, is it tasty? But you're crying. Ah, but it's enjoyable. The lovers of Allah are enjoying like that. As Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, what the lovers of Allah are getting on their torn sacks. Sitting behind the desk, teaching on kitab, and the sack is torn also, and the panka and the fan is making the sound also. But what they enjoying in the love of Allah, even the king sitting on the thrones, with the crowns on the head, what headaches they are experiencing, and what love of Allah they are experiencing. Darya ki tara behti hai. Zakim Sahib will say, Allah ki muhabbat, darya ki tara behti hai. And the love of Allah is just flowing through their hearts. If only we can tell you now the different flowers and roses and enjoyments. Zakim Sahib would liken this now to an orchard and a garden. And the bulbul is there. Bulbul, the nightingale. So he would liken the hanka also. We have bulbul, we have different nightingales singing ashar and different flowers and roses and different fragrances. Each one has come. What muhabbat of Allah and how you put all this together. What a beautiful garden you have. What a beautiful garden you have, that who doesn't know come and relax over there. But those that now, whose hearts have been spoiled, that the poison has entered the heart, they don't feel it, but they have to be introduced to it. By leaving out, what do you think is enjoyment? By leaving it out, you'll have more enjoyment leaving the haram than doing the haram. And when a person practices this, then Hazrat says, by not looking, there was pain in the heart for the way I enjoyed it. The way I enjoyed paining for Allah. What Allah will change that pain to. Opposite of pain will be enjoyment, pleasure. How Allah will change it. Just a little few days, as Hazrat Kimsa was a few days, a little bit of Qurbani. Few days of Qurbani, a few minutes of Qurbani. And the more fitna, Hazrat will say, the more fitna, the more haram around you, then he will say, ye sab mithai ki dukane hai. All these haram entertainment and all these haram attractions are reality. Mithai shop, shops of sweet meat, not to look. He said, don't look. And Allah will open factories of mithai in your heart. Don't look, Allah will open mithai factory in your heart. What do you enjoy in Quran tilawat now? I don't want to look anywhere else now. I'm just waiting to open Quran Sharif. Take out my tasbih. I'm not feeling right now. I forgot my tasbih today. Ya Allah, how I'm going to pass my day? Nice feeling like something. Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat told us, Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullah Ali, Wana Hussain Ahmad Badni, Rahmatullah Ali, for 18 years, on Hadith Sharif at Rauza Mubarak. 18 years. But right at, next to the Rauza Mubarak for 18 years. Then came to India finally, and all the mujahada, qurbani he made, and the zikr he used to make also. Then to his old age, he's still walking with tasbih in his hand. Somebody, Hazrat, you still tasbih in the hand? You already know. The level you have gone through, what fana'iyat, when he spent time in the khanka of Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, that was the Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Gangohi had extreme love for him. With the Sayyid himself, Shaykh al-Islam, Hussain Ahmad, the prisoner of Malta. Prisoner in Malta also, with his ustaz, he went for khidmat to stay with him. And as a prisoner, he can say optional, he joined his ustaz, just to make khidmat only. His ustaz was Shaykh al-Hind, Mawlana Mahmud al-Hassan Sa'ad Rahmatullah Ali. What khidmat he used to make, because Hazrat was old, his ustaz. So at night he would take that lota, water jug, fill it with water, and he would sleep against the wall with his legs propped up, and he would keep the jug of water between his thighs and his belly to keep the water warm for tahajjud. That was the khidmat. When Ramadan came, the Hazrat told him, how do you tarawih? There's no half, Hazrat, I'll do it. Hussain Ahmad, how are you going to do it? I'll learn sabak in the morning, and I'll hamrawa the sabak in tarawih. He would learn one para every day and read it in Tarawih at night. Tawajjuh of his Shaykh. The pleasure of Allah. Allah's fazal it was. He put himself before Allah opened the heart. In this way, Ramadan he became Hafiz al Quran. Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. So, Shaykh al Islam, Rahmatullah Ali, in his old age now carrying tasbih in his hand still. So somebody asked him, Hazrat, you still holding tasbih in the hand at this age now? Where you gone? So, talking about fana'iyat. Finally, when he spent about 2 years, 3 years in Madinatul Munawwara, then Hazrat Gangohi told him he must come back to the Khanka. So he came back to the Khanka. Now these were luminaries of the time. Our Shaykh says that I firmly believe in all ulama of Diyoban that our Iman in India got saved by the fazl of Allah and the mujahada efforts of Shaykh al-Islam Rahmatullah Ali. He took on the British. Here his ustaz gave the fatwa of kufr and jihad against him. The kufr of jihad. And they stuck to it. It was because of him, alhamdulillah, Allah protected the Muslims of India and tirelessly he would travel up and down the country, reviving the sunnah. He was a fiery person, life of qurbani, and to revive the iman of the hearts of the Muslims. That you're not English, you are Muslim. You have iman, you have sunnah in your life. Tirelessly he traveled India. So when he spent time in Gango, so when he went to Gango also, and many a times we hear things and we say, but this is now hero worship, sheikh worship, or this worship, or bid'at. Now our kafir, they didn't know all these things. They thought of Sharia and Deen. Now when he was returning from Madinatul Munawwara, after 2 years, he says, this 2 years I was in Madinatul Munawwara, wasn't interested in making zikr also, no ma'amulat, in my student days also, he says, I was lazy. I like to sleep the whole time in class. Doesn't give us now a license to sleep in class. But he was brilliant. Allah had opened his heart. He said, I was deep in class. I wanted to play around. I was young. My elder brother, very studious. He was very hardworking, but not as bright as I was. And because his father was bed to Mullah Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi, and his sheikh passed away. Father went into depression. What you call qabz, spiritual depression. So he sold up all the properties and moved to Medina, Munawwara, all the sukun there. My Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abstract poverty. Sometimes for days he wouldn't eat food also. Very difficult. And TV was very rife at that time. It was the Osmani Khilafat, Ottomans. Anyway, long kar guzari. So finally he says, when I returned, then I thought to myself, Ya Allah, what face am I going to show my sheikh? No ma'amulat, no zikr, no Quran, as he wanted me to do it. But I wasn't doing it. I didn't have that inclination. It takes time to build it. But now the realization was dawning upon him. He says, now I returned. So I had a friend who was the khadim of the Roda Mubarak. So from inside the Roda, he brought some sand for me. And there was one palm tree growing there in the Aram. So he brought 3 khajur for me. So I took that little sand and I took the 3 khajur. So I took it for my Hazrat, for my Sheikh. Hadiyah for him. But see how they understood Shariat also. Our Kabir subhanAllah, they're absolutely balanced. As much as love he had for his Sheikh, but then too he knew what is the correct tertib of huquq and rights. First is Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then parents, then ustaz, then the Sheikh. The father was there. Now he's going back to India. Brother said, I'm going to Ganga to Hazrat. He said, I'm going to Deoband first to meet my ustaz. The ustaz, they taught me, they brought me to this level. So to meet the asatiza. He met all of them. He had love for Shaykh al-Hind. He wanted to take bayat to him. Shaykh al-Hind said, no, you go to the Ganga here, rahmatullah. He's also my Shaykh. Anyway, he went to Deoband. He met all the asatiza. Now, he's setting out to go to Ganga to meet Hazrat. And he says, now he caught my heart. I don't have any face to show. And how can I go on a convenience to my Sheikh? I'll go walking. So he went walking. I was an ana, now you tell somebody, bhai, you're walking to my Sheikh. What did that this is, bhai? Now you're taking a walk. Now who's that Sheikh now? Our Kabir. That's how they became a Kabir. And they became luminaries. So I took a walk from Deoband to Ganga. And as I came nearer, my heart began to sink even more. Ya Allah, what am I going to tell him? But the hearts were linked already. As a Ganga, he already got the wind that he's already left, he's coming. So he had a special kurta sewn for him. And an imam also. As he entered, the Ganga was waiting for him. And he kissed him and he hugged him and he gave him the kurta. He says, you stay with me in my room. And he nurtured him, made dua for him. And he stayed there for however long, came back to Medina, to Munawwara, just to explain now what levels they reach, which for us now is a dream. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. He said, one day I was making dhikr of Allah in the haram, and as my sheikh taught me to make the dhikr of Allah, the waliyahana, ashiqana zikr, the zikr of the levels of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and as I'm making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I felt that Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi is now coming into me. He's now coming into me. So something was happening that I actually thought that was his hand, not my hands. And I got a bit afraid. What is happening now? Then I wrote to Hazrat. So Hazrat said, Mubarak to you, that now you reach the stage of Fanafi Sheikh. Now you've annihilated yourself in the love of your Sheikh, meaning you have annihilated yourself in the love of the lovers of Allah. When you say in the love of the Sheikh, they say, now what is this now? So you have now annihilated yourself in the love for the lovers of Allah. I love them for the love of Allah. He says, now you're going to fly. From after finishing yourself in the love of the lovers of Allah, now it will be very easy for you to finish yourself in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then finally, fanafillah. Now it just be you and your Allah. Everybody is deaf, dumb, blind. It's only me and my Allah. That is why that famous incident, it was the night of Jumu'ah, it was the morning of Jumu'ah, Fajr Salah, the train station. And Hazrat was very particular about Sunnat Qirat. So he had a whole qafla with him. So he said at the Fajr, he was the Imam. And they knew he is Nureena Sunnat Qirat at the train station also. 15 minutes or more, you would read. Whole of Surah Sajda, Ali Famir, and Surah Dahar. And he started Aram reading his Quran. And he's making the imamat. And the train, the guard is a Muslim, he's about to leave. Now, a pakke murid or a kacche murid. The murid will stand with the sheikh while they're going to run. Hazrat said, the food was there. He said, what? We can't leave the food, by Hazrat is here now. There's no food, nothing there. They took their shoes and they ran. They jump into the train. The train left, and Hazrat is still in namaz. He is gone. Doesn't know what's happening around him. That is a ni'mat of Allah. To be of that level of salah is that demanded by Shariat. Person feels, I don't have concentration like that. Is that possible to get concentration like that? And that now Allah Ta'ala gives a person after years of practicing concentration, devotion, Allah gives this bounty, finally you become oblivious. He was oblivious completely. The train went with some technicality, and then somehow the train had to come back. When the train came back, Hazrat just made his salam, and he put on his shoes and he boarded the train. Everybody sitting looking at him. He said, kya hua? Say, Hazrat, all we must tell you. He said, what happened? The Kali was saying, we ran away also. So the guard was there, whoever it was. He says, oh Babaji, the train left. The train left. Somebody asked that the guard, said, why you came back? He says, Allah put in his heart. He says, this train wasn't given permission to leave without the Babaji. They had to come back to pick him up. So even he acknowledged that the Babaji was somebody. So Hazrat says, that all is of his now. All is of his way. He's passed all the stages. And he still got tasbih in his hand. Somebody asked him, is it still tasbih in your hand? He says, that tasbih that made me reach where I am today, how can I leave it? How can I leave it? This thing is part of me now. When I just put it in my hand, Allah's name comes on my tongue. But that because muhabbat, whether tasbih, whether the miswak, I can't do without it. This is who I am. This enjoyment in that. And when I don't have it, like I can't remember exactly which of our kabir it was. Had qualified already. Qualified already, started imamat. And Jamaat came to that local masjid. And the mewati, simple, doesn't know much. Whatever my Ilyas have taught him, that's what he knew, finished. Hazratji taught us, Bara Hazratji taught us this. And that's what we do, finish. That is it. Nothing less, nothing more. So when he sat down to make wuzu, so that certain alim was there, can't get his name right now. Anybody knows which alim it was? Shabir? Or Umar Sahib was it? Ubay Jamshed, one of the great akabir it was. So he sat down to make wuzu, and this Mewati, simpleton, he was already an alim. So Mewati sat down to make wuzu. So when he sat down, he just gave like a cry. Ya Allah! Say, what happened? Say, kuch nahi, nothing. Say, what the shout? You get something happened? Say, no, I forgot my miswak. Say, you forgot your miswak. The Hazrat Ji said, you can't make wuzu without miswak. And I forgot my miswak. He said, the way it hit his heart like a thunderbolt. Ya Allah, I know all the masahil. And I'm not even carrying a miswak. Ye jahil aadmi hai. The Mewati is a jahil, came from the farm. But that miswak was so important to him, like he lost some money or something. Oh, in their terms, he lost his bens, his buffalo. Buffalo to them was a, whether you say the S class or E class or C class. He lost his buffalo. But he didn't carry his miswak. It was like a calamity hit him. On that alim's whole life changed. Ya Allah, this man going in the path of Allah, so much value for one sunnah. On that inspired him now to give his life in the path of Allah. So these are the mornings and evenings of Madinah and Munawwara. Sukoon jaha tum kaha dhoondte ho. Hazrat says, subhanallah, especially tonight, is sukoon jaha. Jaha means the universe, the world. The sukoon of this worldly life, where are you looking for it? Where are you looking? In all the wrong avenues, Allah Baak hasn't kept it. Allah Baak hasn't kept it there. Where are you looking for it? And Hazrat seems to get to understand. Allah Baak hasn't kept it in the holiday. By going holiday, we are going to have a holiday. You know, by going for the holiday also, we get more tired. The man says now, to the whole family, Ya Allah. And how much karcho, and how much time went. And when we come back now, we really need a holiday. And, wal yasaka baytuk. And Allah will give the sukoon the way you enjoy myself at home. With the family, with the children, we got sukoon. We don't have to worry about parda also. That's really the life of a mu'min, of a Muslim. And this is contentment. Contentment is a big ni'mat of Allah. And the sunnah dua of Nabi Ali, there are three sunnah duas. And this dua, subhanallah, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam used to make this dua between Rukn Yamani and Hajar al-Aswad. Three duas he used to make. One is Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. Atina fi dunya hasana, hasana fi dunya, goodness of dunya, 7-8 tafsir. Among them, when you're making that dua at the time of tawaf, Allah Ta'ala take all of us over again. There you're making this dua, so remember this tafsir. 7-8 tafsir of Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. And among the tafsir of goodness in dunya, Allah give me a pious wife, Zawjatu Saliha. Al awladul abrar, Allah give me pious children. A rizqul halal, give me plenty of halal sustenance. Thana'ul khalq, Ya Allah, put my praises in the tongues of people. People think good about me. People like me. They come towards me. Thana'ul khalq. And after, al-ilmu nafi', beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. That my children also must get knowledge that benefits them. Dunya, qabr, and akhirat. That makes them more jahil of akhirat. And more ignorant of the qabr. But give them beneficial knowledge. And then the cherry in the top, afiyat. Allah, give me afiyat. So in that, right from Rukna Yamani to Hajar al-Aswad, 8 tafsir. Allah, give me all of it. That one dua, Nabi Ali salatu salam used to make. The second dua, they used to make dua. Rabbi, qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Rabbi, qanni'ni, qana'at, contentment. Bima razaqtani. Allah, the risk that you have given me, give me contentment in it. Person is content, but I'm happy at home. We don't have to go anywhere. One coffee, bring it home, no problem. When you eat out, mashallah, take the sarkhan, put it in the backyard. We can relax, we can eat, enjoy ourselves. Little qurbani, Allah will give that backyard also. Because say you're taking a flat way, we got backyard now. Little qurbani, whatever you sacrifice for Allah, Allah will replace it. That's why the dua, Hazrat Sahib Rahimullah will say for wudu. Allahumma kulli dhambi wa si'ali fi dari. And he will quote Mullah Diqari rahmatullah alayhi. That in wudu you make in this dua, Allah forgive me all my sins. Wa si'ali fi dari. Allah expand my home for me. Now, if Nabi of Allah made that dua, it shows the ni'mah to have a home also. Allah give me a sufficient big home for me, my family, and my progenies, that we all can enjoy what it will mean. That Allah will leave that home in your progenies in good condition. They will enjoy the barakat. It will become a markaz of deen, khanka of deen. It will become a madrasa of deen. This in the dua of wudu, person makes the dua. Allah will give him a big home. With yaqeen upon Allah. So in tawaf, Nabi Ali says, make this dua, Rabbi qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barik li fi wa khluf ala kulli ghaibatin li bi khair. Third dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqri wal-dhulli muwaqifi al-khizzi fi dunya wal-akhira. What duas? Nabi of Allah is making, Ya Allah, save me from kufr wal-faqri, poverty. Poverty leads to kufr. Hadith Sharif said poverty leads to kufr. That is why you will find these plots and plans that they are making to keep the African countries poor. Keep them poor. By keeping them poor, you deprive them of iman, give them a few packs, hampers, and make them Christian. Poverty leads to kufr. So if you find somebody in that situation right now, Allah Pak, save us, save them also. Assist them. So they will go to an avenue where they lose their iman. So Allah save us from kufr, wal faqri, from poverty, wal dhulli, from humiliation. That I be humiliated. If Allah save me from kufr, Allah give me wealth, then somebody will try to humiliate me. How he made this money? Backdoor, very quickly. Allah give me izzat also. وَمَوَاقِفِ الْخِزِّي and instances of humiliation and deprivation in dunya and akhirat. Akhirat also will give me with izzat and honor. So sukoon ad-din Allah Pak has kept in Madinat al-Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of the nizam of Madinat, system of Madinat al-Munawwara, that you bring this within our homes and our lives. A person can be at home, but his heart can be there. Allah will transfer that entire sukoon into his home also. Hafiz Patel Sahib Rahimullah will say, if you want Madina Munawwara in your home and your life, then bring three things. He will say the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the ishq of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and then he will say the fikr and the concern in the heart of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and the harakat and movement of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in the path of Allah. This is Madina Munawwara. The love Sahaba Ikram had, and the fikr and concern in the hearts of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the movement that they had in the path of Allah, that was Medina Sharif. We bring this back home, we say, you brought Medina Munawwara home, Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshallah. We'll have a short break, about half an hour. Quarter past 11, we'll start again. Quarter past 11, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, subhanakallah, bihamdulillah. With a request to party, they brought some ikram at the back of the masjid, the musalla. And we can partake. Don't forget when you're sitting down, wash your hands in sunnah, read bismillah before we eat also. Brothers can proceed, inshallah. Subhanallah.